Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. Hey, so when it comes to holiday gifts, it'd be great to give the gift of better sleep. What about to yourself? Sleeping makes you so much more efficient, and then you start working better, and the next thing you know, you're a multi-billionaire. Okay, I don't know for sure that's going to happen, but when you sleep better, you do work better. Also, 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart, they automatically adjust. You both stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. So my Sleep Number setting has, I got it rechecked again, it's still a 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s, and Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses. They last twice as long. Over 90% of owners recommend them to a friend. Go into a Sleep Number store this week and save $200 on a Queen C4 mattress. Now with Sleep IQ technology, only $15.99.99. Plus, buy one CoolFit 2.0 pillow and get a second one half off. 800-NEXT-BED to find a store near you. Tell them I sent you. Get your bones on. This is a Bobby
Bones show. Hey. Yeah, I told you guys we're going to play it. So let's play a little game.
Okay, we call
Riddle Me This. Three children's riddles. Are we ready?
Ready.
Which dress can you not wear? I'll ask it again. Because I am the riddle delivery man. Which dress can you not wear?
Riddle me this.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Eddie, which dress can you not wear?
I'm in.
All right, let's go over to Amy. Amy?
Turkey dress.
A turkey dressing. Lunch, let's go to, Lunch, I always get them right. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie?
Ranch dress scene.
See? Lunchbox.
Guys, where do you live? Your address.
And I even said I may deliver it to you. I threw in a little something in there, too.
Dude.
Lunch is a killer. Snap, snap, snap. That is good. All right.
Riddle me this.
What is bought by the yard, but worn by the foot? What is bought by the yard, but worn by the foot?
Riddle me this.
Oh my. Amen.
What is bought by the yard, but worn by the foot? America's newest quiz sensation. Riddle me this. Is happening right now. I need your answers.
Oh, man, I don't know about this.
What is bought by the yard and worn by the foot? All right. Eddie is perplexed. I know he doesn't even have an answer written down. Eddie, what do you have?
I have yarn, but that's wrong.
Okay. Amy.
Leather.
Incorrect.
What?
Lunchbox.
Fabric.
Carpet. It is bought by the yard, but worn by the foot.
Oh, it's worn out. I get it.
Riddle me this!
What has 10 letters and starts with gas? What has 10 letters and starts with gas?
Riddle me this.
Starts with gas.
What has 10 letters and starts with gas?
10.
What has 10 letters and starts with gas?
Got it. Nailed it. Worth 10 points?
Three. Always worth three.
Wow. No, it's not.
Yeah, worth 3 points.
Such a guess.
So this is for the win.
No, this is for the tie.
Worth 3 points. Here we go. Amy?
Ford truck.
Ford truck. No.
I'm trying to get 10.
Go to lunchbox.
Lunchbox. Okay, you go.
Gaslight.
Gaslight.
No.
For the win?
Eddie?
Automobile. Come on. No, we didn't. That's 3 points. Ready?
Riddle me this. Well,
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
You know, a lot of times we don't think of cats as being like super life-saving animals, you know? Well, a family in Long Island lost their home, but their cat woke them up. Peter and Susan asleep in the bed. Two kids sleeping. The cat, Houdini, comes up and starts clawing at her and jumping up over and over and over again. She's like, I've never seen the cat act like that. So she got up, realized the house was on fire, and they were able to get all the kids because Houdini the cat saved them.
Wow.
Houdini, that's a good name for a cat too. Yeah, but a cat saved them. There you go. Houdini the cat. There you. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
Thursday's going good. A guy proposed to his girlfriend with a tattoo. Tell me what you think about this, okay? He got a tattoo, and it said, will you marry me? And then it had two boxes. Yes or no. And then gave her a marker. And she had to check yes or no.
I'm not going to look. You just check one.
A marker or a tattoo gun?
I thought it was a marker. It's a tattoo gun. When I saw it, I thought she was marking it.
No.
She tattooed.
Wow, she got to actually... So this was like a... wow.
Like, what if she she tattooed yes? What if she tattooed no? And
yeah.
He just had to live with that.
That's so awkward.
Going in, you know she's saying yes. You're not doing that tattoo unless you know she's saying yes.
But don't you know with most proposals, they're saying yes?
Yes.
To be fair.
Yes.
I thought it was... You think it's creative or stupid? Amy?
Creative, I guess.
Ooh, you're borderline,
because
huh?
I wouldn't do it ever. That's crazy town. Giving somebody else a tattoo.
Creative or stupid?
Creative.
Lunchbox?
Stupid. I mean, that is the dumbest thing you can put on your body besides the girl's name, because it's going to be there the rest of your life, and more than likely, you're going to break up. Half of the marriages end in divorce, so that's just dumb.
I think that stat's old.
Hey, yeah,
but
stop
okay.
with your statistics.
Eddie? It's creative. It's creative because, I mean, if she checks no, you can just erase the no one and then try to get on someone else. You know what I'm saying?
You only have to undo that part of
the
tattoo?
Yeah, just the check.
His skin starts to get real irritated right there.
There's like a red check that's erased. It's like when you erase paper. I think it's good because if it means something to her, and two, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
In the land of everybody proposing the same way.
You're right.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty romantic. And she did say yes, and they're going to get married. And they should tattoo the wedding rings on each other.
Oh, yeah. Just tattoo everything from now on.
Yeah.
The Bobby
Bones Show. Right, welcome to Thursday, and it's about positivity right now. Tell me something good. It's always about bringing some good news to the show.
Tell me something good.
Kind of on a kidney kick right now, because I'm fascinated with people who donate kidneys. Fascinated with it. Like, what a selfless thing to do. Kids know teachers are there to help them, but this Iowa teacher was like, I got you. Nancy Bluer is 4-year-old Camden's preschool teacher. And the little boy said something about his dad being on dialysis. She was like, let me see. What? Huh?
So she went and got tested, and she donated the kidney to the kid's dad.
Wow.
How about that?
Awesome.
Wow.
I just told you something good. Drop the paper.
Yeah, you did.
Amy, you're up.
Well, shout out to Nurse Stephanie T, who is making little tiny superhero capes for babies in the NICU unit. She is a nurse there, so she sees tons of babies in and out, and she said the little capes that she makes represents how strong the babies are and what they fight through. They are little superheroes. So she makes them and surprises the families. So they come in to check on their baby in the little NICU unit, and they see their little baby as a tiny cape.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Lunchbox.
Katie Murphy is 14 years old. She's in eighth grade, and they're learning all about strokes in her science class. And she's like, man, this is never going to be in my life. Why am I doing this? Teacher puts on a video, so she watches the video. A week later, she's at her house, and her mom's having a stroke, and she goes, I saw this in science class. Oh, my goodness. Calls 911, saves her mom's life.
Wow.
So, what'd you learn there? Pay attention in science class.
Did you pay attention?
No. Oh. Science was my least favorite subject.
Yeah, same.
That's a good story. I saw that too. I thought that was crazy. Thank you. I hope you liked that. I hope you do something positive today for somebody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Did you know in North Dakota, it's illegal to shop on Sunday morning?
I had no idea. I had no idea anywhere prohibited you from shopping. I mean, alcohol on Sundays, but...
And that's in some states. In Arkansas, where I grew up, you could not buy alcohol on Sunday.
Right, but not just normal everyday shopping?
I don't even know now if you can buy alcohol on Sunday in Arkansas.
Don't know.
But you couldn't growing up.
Yeah, there's still some areas where...
And for me, I never bought alcohol. Right. I bought alcohol for like other people, but I'm not an alcohol buyer, so that wouldn't even pop into my head. The shopping thing, I shop on Sundays sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I know this... Now they're trying to change the law to allow people to... How is this even a thing? Like, yes. The mall used to be closed on Sunday. Remember that?
Going out?
Yes, like, yeah, I can't go to the mall. It's closed. It's Sunday.
Wow.
Now it's crazy. Like, to me, the fact that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday still shakes me. I'm like, what?
I know. It is crazy. But then I'm like, you know what? Solid dedication. Like, they're dedicated. Do you know how much money they could probably make if they just opened up on a Sunday?
Yeah, that's my only day I really want to go.
Of course.
That's when I show up and I'm like, hello? Can I get a sweet tea? Oh, the lights aren't on the menu. Dang it.
You're like in the drive-thru and you're like, nobody's answering me.
I guess I'll go to Arby's. That's pretty much every Sunday at Chick-fil-A for me. But the legislators in North Dakota are like, oh, we have to strike this. So they're working on it now. But you can't Sunday morning shop in North Dakota.
But can you Sunday afternoon shop?
I think so. I think there's like afternoon you can
get
actually go
on.
In. Yeah. I thought that was interesting, though, that you couldn't do that.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fort Worth, Texas. A man went in to get some lunch, comes back out, and his car has been broken into. Someone stole his laptop and his bag, and he's like, man, I'm never going to find it. A couple hours later, he gets a text. Hey, what's the password to your computer?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Because his business card was in the bag, the woman that stole it texted him and wanted...
They gotta be kidding me. Okay, so how does this end?
So then they just track the phone number and they arrest her.
She texted him, like he's gonna reply back, oh yeah, the password's sunset on a rainy day. Capital S, capital R.
Oh man, I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead story of the day.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Eddie, why do you always think everything's about you being Mexican?
What do you mean, dude? What did I say this time?
Eddie's at the read the store and the fish guy came up.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you think Walmart. You would do that to a white person?
Because he straight up asked me. He's like, you Hispanic? I was like, yeah, maybe. And he's like, dude, I got some fish. You want to buy some? This is in the parking lot. And I was like, fish? Like, what do you mean? He's like, I got some in the back of the truck. I catch fish every single day. And I usually sell it to Mexican people. I'm like, straight up, we'll eat anything. I get it. I understand that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he says he sells them a dollar a fish.
Wait a minute. Was he white?
Yeah, he's a white dude. Real nice dude. Like, really nice guy. And he's like, no, I just, usually that's my market. Like, Mexican people. I'm like, well, okay, I get that. We love fish. And a deal, too. A dollar a fish? Show me this fish.
Did you go look at the fish?
I did. He has bass. He had catfish. He had another one that I didn't recognize. But, yeah, man, like a dollar a fish in the back of the truck.
Did you buy any fish?
No, I didn't buy fish from this dude's back of the truck. At first, I was like, that's a steal. Like, this is a good deal. Expensive fish inside the store, cheap fish in the parking lot.
It sounds like the guy that comes with you to gas station and goes, hey, you like music? Like, yeah. Got the speakers in the back.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't do that. They'll throw you in the van and kidnap you.
You think this guy was trying to get me with fish?
No, I think the guy was the speaker people sell you old crap, stolen speakers.
Oh, like, no,
it's mostly hot stuff.
That's the first thing I thought, too. This guy has stolen fish.
But how do you steal fish?
I don't know.
Like, wait,
it's cookware.
You want to rob a fish store?
Yeah, or a fish farm.
But he really said that about you being Mexican?
Yeah, that's how he opened up the conversation. At first, I was like, oh, great, what does this guy want?
So I'm you.
Yeah.
Walk up to me as the fish guy.
Hey, man, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Are you Mexican? And then will you say,
yeah, I am.
Hey, cool, man. Hey, look, I got some fish for $1 in the back of my truck. You interested?
Do they do this at home?
No, I've never been asked to buy fish in the back of a truck.
You've never been fish solicited?
No, like back when I was growing up, like you go to the shrimp boats or the fish boats, when they come in, they sell them off the boat. But no, not a dude in the parking lot.
Like racist dude trying to give you a deal?
Yeah,
like, that's like oxymoron. Oh, no.
All right. He was real nice. Bobby
Bones. So I guess a month or so ago, I got one of those 23andMe kits, and I spit in it. I didn't know what I was doing. You're supposed to spit in it and test your DNA. And so I spit in it and I mailed it off and it came back. It took a few weeks. And I found out things like I'm mostly white. Which by the way, I don't think there's any debate there. Yeah. I'm a little bit like sub-Saharan African or something.
That's cool.
Right? And so things like I'm not going to lose my hair.
Love knowing
super
that.
Exciting.
Pretty awesome.
And they also have this thing called DNA. I didn't know how to do it, except just it tells me where I'm from. But there's this thing where you can unlock and give people access to know if they're related to you. And so it doesn't release any personal info unless you like agree to. It's like at a request yesterday. And it was like, hey, someone's trying to reach out to you, a relative. And that shows you the percentage, their math. It was a second cousin who I'd never met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to hear the message? I got to leave the names out. I'm getting this yesterday. And by the way, I don't think they've paid a red cent to advertise on the show. I think they're going to because I started talking about it and then people started buying it and they're like, we should advertise on the show. So as of right now, I don't think they're a client. But I do think they'll end up coming on because it was a fantastic thing. And then that's how we end up with most of our clients. We end up doing something. Yeah, in full transparency to our audience. So, okay, here we go. It says, from a relative. I got this note yesterday. Hey, Bobby. I thought I would tell you a couple things to make things clear. My name is Johnny, okay? Your biological father's mother and I have the same father but different mothers. I did the tracking.
Whoa.
It's my grandmother's half-brother.
Okay. Wow, that's close.
So my father is probably where you get your small percentage of African DNA. I grew up and he lists some people that are in my life or were when I was tiny. But he's like, congrats on your success, Johnny. And I was like, dang, a relative I didn't even know.
And you remember the people he talked about?
A couple of them, yes.
Wow.
But from when I was tiny.
Yeah.
Because I don't know my real dad. But I do know some of that side of the family a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he messaged me yesterday. It was crazy. And you're talking about somebody who does not know their... I don't know my family. Like, I don't know the history. I do now. I'm apparently white and African.
Yeah.
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 And so, anyway, that was neat.
Bobby Bones. What's happening here? Because before the show, Amy and I will be in my office. There's a little mini studio in there. We record commercials. And Amy will record commercials after the show. So. And apparently, Amy's been yelling at Ray.
Yeah, I needed him. And I was like, Ray. And he never came. And I'm like, Ray. And then so I get up and I go in there and he said, I don't know how things work at your house, but at my house, when you need somebody, you get up and you go to the room and you talk to them. You don't just yell for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, Ray just schooled me. And but when I'm in there with Bobby, Bobby goes, Ray, and Ray comes running.
So you're learning from Bobby.
Yes.
That's like parent stuff.
Yes. And then the minute I try to go, Ray, nothing. And then Ray gives me that. I don't know how things work at your house.
First of all, Ray, I commend you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boom.
Second of all.
Yeah, he showed me.
It's a little different. Ray and I are working on seconds.
Yeah.
In that morning. And it's like, need this, boom, 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 boom.
I needed something.
No, you're just chilling. You're just chilling.
No, I did. I needed him. I needed him. I had a question.
Would you like to apologize?
Ray, I'm sorry. I did. I know. I was like, he's right. The minute it happened to me, it was just funny how he did it. Because we're at work, we're not at home. But, you know, Raymond, he's like, I don't know how things work at your house. But you're right, Ray. I should have gotten up and spoken, come to your room and spoken to you. You were working.
Yeah. I forgive you. I was just telling you, that's how I've been raised. And then I even brought it to my girlfriend. I was like, hey, we don't do the yelling thing. Just definitely let's discuss stuff. Always never yell through a wall. That's really? Just like, it's disrespectful. It makes me feel like a dog.
Oh, wow. Ray. He sounds hurt.
I don't want to make you feel like a dog. Man, is that how my husband feels? Because sometimes I'm like, honey.
Dang. Honey. You should ask him, Amy.
What?
Wow.
I hate when sometimes you're trying to have a conversation. Like, I'll be showering and my husband tries to, like, have a full-blown conversation with me. I have water in my hair and my ears. I can't hear.
You're not the victim.
Yeah, don't turn this around like this is a publicity spin. Yeah,
and I'm going to tell him, Ray. I'm going to tell him. I said, I don't know how you did it in your house growing up, but when I'm taking a shower.
Like, I don't want to feel like a dog. And
you don't
day.
Talk to me, and now I feel like a dog.
Dang. Wow. Ray came with the hard truth.
He did.
Yeah. And then Amy tried to deflect it. Like your husband, who's not in the room to defend
poor
himself.
Well, no, poor I'm, the guy. One that, I'm the one that yells, but he does try to have full-blown conversations with me while I'm showering, and I'm like, I can't hear you.
Cool. All right. The Bones on this is a Bobby Bones show. Hey. This is interesting, because your neighborhood does not allow pit bulls, huh? Your neighborhood?
Yeah, well, I guess there's a group of people that you have to report to if you're going to get a certain kind of dog, like HOA-ish.
In your neighborhood?
Yeah, and so I guess there's a guy that wants to get a pit bull, and the HOA rejected him. Then the guy requested a meeting before the board to hear him out. And so they said that this is not an opportunity for voting or will anything be changed, but they are going to respect his wish to be heard.
Can I represent him?
And anybody in the neighborhood can come and sit in at the meeting.
Oh, it's, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
It's Bones. Over at Mary's house.
Is this somebody?
M-A-R-Y, I don't know. Mary, I don't know her, but she's on the email.
Oh, we'll find her.
Yeah.
Oh.
So wait, your neighborhood says no pit bull? By the way, for those that are new to the show, I have a pit bull. Lunchbox has got 9 pit bulls or something. It seems like 9.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of crazy because I have a Rottweiler.
Amen. We are the quintessential group of people that say it's not about the breed of the dog. It's how you raise any breed of the dog.
And maybe there's like special things because it's like a pit bull rescue and maybe they don't know it's passed. But either way, like it doesn't matter.
Again, to me, it doesn't matter.
I feel bad.
I always feel like pit bulls, any large dog gets discriminated against because they're large. And they say, well, since they're large, they can do more damage. Then we should get rid of big humans.
Wow.
Because you know who can do the worst damage? Bigger, stronger humans.
Oh, good point.
There should only be weenie men like me left. Anybody bigger than me, cut off. You're out. You cannot move into my neighborhood.
You got to stop boxing.
Yeah. I'm just, Amy.
What?
I'm just kind of irritated because I try to move into places and my dog is 14 years old and he's a Staffordshire Bull. Sweetest dog, never once had an aggression issue, ever. Mm-hmm. Not even toward me. And sometimes I used to like thump him into his little nuts to be funny.
Oh, wow.
And he never got mad, even at that. Thump me in mine and see what happens.
Okay.
Arr!
Come over here.
See? I'll bite you. My dog did.
Yeah, and you couldn't live
I'm so irritated for this
him.
Person.
I know.
And but I got kicked. Yeah, told I couldn't live in places.
Maybe when he presents his case before the board, there'll be a change of heart. I hope so.
When is this case?
I think it's maybe tomorrow night. At Mary's.
Oh, good Friday night party at Mary's.
Should we show up with snacks?
Man, let me know how it goes.
Okay. Keep you posted.
If not, if Mary says no, we toilet paper Mary's house.
Ooh,
oh, I love that.
Oh, I think Mary's just being nice and hosting.
Okay, maybe not.
Then we should take her pie.
I don't know Mary's.
And we
so
find out who did it.
Yeah.
She's just on the email as the home that's hosting.
That whole thing's
the
crazy.
Meeting.
That whole thing's crazy. I can't believe a neighborhood says no, and then they're having a court session.
Yeah.
We should get
it's a hearing before the board.
Mm. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Get
your Bobby Bones on. Science has spoken as to why we love McDonald's French fries. I think McDonald's has the best French fries.
Do tell us. What are they doing? What are they putting in there?
Beef flavoring.
Mm.
They're coated in beef flavoring. That makes them activate your umami taste buds.
Mm. Those umami.
Oh, umami.
Taste buds.
Those and your salt taste buds working together are what hooks you. By the way, that means the fries aren't vegan friendly.
I was just about to say, are vegans thinking they're just like eating some potatoes and salt and they're not?
And beef flavor comes from milk. Did you know that? Not from beef?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know for sure if it came from beef, but yeah, milk would make it not vegan.
So there's a science as to why those are so good. Okay, you don't have to pick them. I pick McDonald's fries and have for years. My favorite French fries.
best French fry that exists, Amy?
Well, I think your answer is solid. I'm going to go with a Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I do enjoy a good waffle fry. I can't do it. I'm stumbling because I just can't see how anyone would not pick McDonald's.
Well, hey, you do you.
I know. Lunchbox?
I'm going to have to say Bobby's the smartest man in the room on this one. It's McDonald's fries.
Could you imagine if McDonald's took their formula and made it into a waffle?
I would never want them to do that. Why mess with greatness? Here's the thing, too. I like Whataburger's fries. They're good, but the fact that Whataburger, if it depends on where you are regionally, like in Texas and some of the Southwest, you have Whataburgers. They have the ketchups that are in the hard packs.
The fancy. Mm-hmm.
The ketchup makes that fry totally amazing. Best hamburger, period. Who is it, Amy?
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay, come on, you're eating meat again. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was like, I was with Amy, and Amy was ordering meat, and it was so weird.
Yeah. Best hamburger. I will go with McDonald's.
So you really haven't had many hamburgers, huh?
I really have. From chains, honestly, I really haven't.
Lunchbox?
I would say Whataburger, but they're not national.
Yeah, it's a chain, though.
It's a chain.
I chain it up.
Okay.
Man, I used to get, when I was a kid, Quarter Pounder with cheese. Especially when it come with a free VHS tape if you got the meal pack.
A VHS?
Yeah, I got Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on VHS. I don't know what. My mom and I would go there all the time. We'd order whatever combo you had to order to get the VHS tape.
Wow,
for
they
free.
Would give you like VCR tapes?
I'm telling you. And I remember the day we got Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on VHS and we were like, this is amazing.
I'm going to say this one, and I still think it's overrated, but it's still the best,
what?
If that's possible. I think the best hamburger is In-N-Out.
Oh, I don't know. But
I think the whole In-N-Out experience is a bit overrated because everybody just talks that it's the greatest thing ever. And I don't think it's the greatest thing ever, but I think it's the best hamburger.
Okay. The only thing I've had from there was when I went with y'all and I got the veggie burger, which doesn't exist. They basically gave me buns with a piece of cheese and some lettuce.
Yeah, they're being funny.
And they're like, here you go.
Here's your veggie burger. Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Morning Corny.
How long do chickens work?
How long do chickens work?
Around the clock.
That was the Morning Corny.
Good one, though. That's a good one, yeah. Let's go. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Sugarland.
All right, welcome back, Sugarland. They're here today. We have a world premiere of their song, which we played earlier, which, by the way, I love the song. Still the same.
Thank you.
How long have you guys been sitting on this song right here?
Well, it actually was the very first song that we wrote when we first sat in a room together for the first time after...
Really?
Almost 6 years.
Five, 6 years. Oh, we walked in and sat down on the floor in New York, and we were like, what do you want to do? I don't know.
Why don't we start where we are? Let's talk about that.
Let's write.
Let's talk about not knowing.
So you go into a room, and this is the first song, and then I guess it's the best song because you're rolling out with it first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that must mean you guys are right back in it. Like, you just feel like...
It's super creepy and awesome.
Yeah?
It's like walking outside, and you have a jetpack on.
Where do you guys... What room do you go to write?
I mean, we've always written everywhere, but this time we were at... We were at Pearl Studios in New York, which is a big rehearsal space for, I mean, music, for theater, for dance, for everything. It's just a huge building with lots of rehearsal spaces. So.
We were in a corner room beside the bathroom.
Yeah, we were in a corner room. Yeah.
And you go in the water fountain, which is really important.
And nobody had the title of that song when you went in, or did somebody have it? No.
No, we just made it up.
Look at this.
No. And then, you know, that's also one of the things that we don't talk to a lot of people about is that Jennifer and I didn't ever, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, mm-hmm. We never really wrote hundreds and hundreds of songs. We wrote 25 songs and 20 of them went on records.
Yeah.
Like, and that must be nice.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, it was really weird to have this experience. It's very, and I don't have it with a lot of other collaborators, you know, where, and then it consistently becomes something that's on the radio. So that's fun.
Well, congratulations on that song. So how about this? The tour about to... Very soon, but you are playing C2C, which is over in Europe. So unless you're gonna pay a bunch of money, nobody listening right now is gonna go over there.
They might, but you are right.
Right,
it is a bit of a trek.
But that's where you're playing first. But you are gonna play America, right?
Yes, we are.
Merida tour,
and tour dates are coming.
Yep.
Get online as we've said, sugarlandmusic.com. We're gonna be announcing those dates soon.
And you're doing the Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yes.
Oh my God.
How about that? So what does that mean? Cool. Are you playing outside?
We're outside in the thing. Do like Mariah
Carey. Do like Mariah Carey.
And just lose it.
And just like, don't even try. Just like do.
Just laugh and don't just make
Just be like, I let the song play over the top.
Dude, we need some dancers.
It was the first thing that ran through my head when they called. I was like, wait a minute. They're not going to mess it up. Are they?
Well, they
like,
didn't mess it up.
I know. I just like,
if you don't, I just if there's the no nervousness. Track, then no track.
Bless. A thousand blessings on that one. But yes, we are doing it, which will be exciting. It'll
have
be a chance for us.
Have you ever been there? And I mean, since you've lived there, have you gone down to Times Square on New Year's Eve before?
Oh, no.
I've never been on New Year's Eve.
I mean, the crowd. I don't do big crowds like that very well.
Unless it's a Sugarland concert.
Unless I want to stay.
Unless they're paying to see you.
Yeah, if I want to stay, I can do it. But like, just,
I see it here. I don't write songs unless they go on records. And I don't do crowds unless they're coming to see me.
Efficient.
Yes. I like it. Yeah. All right. Congratulations on the song coming out today.
Thank you.
We're so excited.
I mean, we're
excited for to be able to offer something to the fans after this time, and to be able to offer something that I think is so authentically representative of where we are right now and of who we are, which is what we've always done. You know, still the same.
Look at you guys, Sugarland, new song. And we'll see you guys soon, and can't wait to see all the info about where you're going to be. In America.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, yes. And if you want to see them, they'll be at C2C Festival, March 9th through 11th in Dublin.
Come on.
You like announcing your
being London and Glasgow.
It makes that seem super cool.
Yeah. It's cool.
It is super cool. No, that's a wonderful festival, and I'm glad. I mean, it makes sense just date-wise for us to be over there and do it, but from a music standpoint and for what that festival is, it's fantastic because, you know, everybody loves country music.
Yeah, well, send us video because we won't be there. Well,
you're not going?
Nah, I got my pass on that one.
Come on.
Yeah. All right, thank you guys. See you soon. All right, Sugarland. Everybody say bye to Sugarland.
Bye, Sugarland.
The Bobby Bones Show. Turn it
up. A lot of people on vacation this week. When you go on vacation, do you take on debt?
No. It's my husband. No. If we would, we wouldn't do the trip.
Is that because of your husband?
Yeah. He's pretty on top of things like that. I'd be like, let's figure it out later. You only live once. Let's go.
Amy's YOLOing.
But Panama City. I can be pretty responsible. Just sometimes I don't pay attention.
Gulf Shores, YOLO!
Yeah, YOLO. And my husband's like, actually, not YOLO.
Will you take on debt?
We take on a little bit of debt, but we try to use a little gift certificate here. Or if we got friends with points at a hotel, we say, hey, can you throw us the points?
you can transfer points?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You ask your friends to throw you points?
Throw me some points. Give me a hotel room for a couple nights. That's how you do it. You got to barter.
Oh, that's so
Eddie?
Oh, no debt. No. I'm already in like serious debt in life. So when we go on vacation, I'm actually getting made fun of from my wife and my family because I say like, no, we're not doing fun stuff.
We've had a lot of Dave Ramsey in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, don't. About 74% of Americans go into debt to pay for a getaway. It's about $1,100 on summer vacation.
A getaway is supposed to be relaxing.
And
I feel like if I was going into debt for that, it'd be stressful.
Wait till you have kids. Very stressful. They're going to want to do go-karts.
No, stop. We're not teaching my kids about any of that stuff.
Kids gonna do
they don't know about it. Like,
What do you think I said?
Oh, you said something else.
That's a lot more expensive than go-karts, buddy.
What did you say? I don't know what y'all think
All
he
the
said.
Guys are laughing, so I don't know
what
I said.
Yeah, goat.
And it lasts longer than vacation, man.
What are you talking about?
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, I'll give you the fun fact about the artist. You give me the artist. Now, we'll start off hard. And you can yell at any time. And that's how you're buzzing in. You got to name the artist by the fun fact. Ready?
Ready.
Number one. His first musical performance was a guitar recital when he was 6 years old. He left high school at the age of 15. He plays bass guitar, drums, keyboard, and guitar, and writes songs in the shower. His biggest pet peeve is people who don't look you in the eye when they shake your hand. His favorite sports are bowling and nine.
Amy. Vince Gill.
Incorrect. You've now been eliminated.
Ooh.
His favorite sports are bowling and nine ball, which is pool. His first big job in music was a road guitarist for Brooks and Dunn, the Dixie Chicks, and Alan Jackson. And you can find him in the music video for Alan Jackson's 1993 hit, Mercury Blues.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Toby Keith.
No. Eddie, you're the only one left. I'll give you one last hint.
All right.
Not from America.
Keith Urban. Look at that video.
The Mercury Blues video?
Yep.
Gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
That's awesome.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Good one, good one, good one, good one. Mm. All right, here we go. Number two. Ready? Here we go.
Bowling. Yeah, I didn't know he was a bowler.
Name the artist by the fun fact. You ready? His parents gave him a guitar and a microphone when he was a teenager. So a little late, but a guitar and a mic at the same time. By 15, he was using a sound system and mic to sing at local churches and events. He would take it with him and go perform. His cousin was a member of the Grascals, a famous bluegrass band that plays at the Grand Ole Opry a lot, and was a member of Dolly Parton's band, too. He opened for Taylor Swift at one point on the Red Tour. This is the one that's going to give it to you.
Amy.
Go ahead, Amy.
Brett Eldridge.
Yeah. The last one was he dated a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah. Oh.
And the weird thing about that was we weren't not to say aloud. I can say whatever I want, but we hung out with them,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, eh, don't we're not gonna say anything because it was like, are they dating? And we were hanging out.
Yeah.
With both
I think
of them.
We never did.
Legit,
and we didn't say anything. Like we know we hung. What?
Well, I mean, it had come up like in the skinny about something like you know. Is it happening? And then, like that night, we were like hanging out with them. We were like, "Oh shoot!"
So are they not together anymore?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I didn't follow up on
no,
that.
No, they're not together. Stop it with that. Stop it with that.
It was like
about,
a year
we're
ago.
We're talking about
Stop.
Brett here. Stop
okay,
it with
okay,
that.
Okay.
All right, you ready for this one? Name that artist. She wrote her first song at age 12. The song was called "Oh Mama." It was a last-minute gift for Mother's Day. She performed in our school's glee club. Was a dancer for 10 years growing up. She played an ostrich in Peter Pan. She said she'd be a hair and makeup artist if she didn't have a music career. This one's going to give it away. Originally from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Eddie.
Oh,
I'm Kelsey Ballerini.
If you're going to hold me like I'm leaving. If you're
Peter
gonna
Pan.
Stick
I like that Peter
it
Pan.
I believe you're our winner, Eddie.
All right. I've never won this game.
You haven't?
No.
Dude, you're starting to be the king of all games.
I love games.
Or as I think I'm starting to call you, the Coag.
What? Oh,
king of all games. The love it.
Yeah. I'll just call you Cog, the king of games.
The Coag is better.
Yeah, like Coag is awkward.
Coag.
Oh, hey, I've had my share of losers, liars, and you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, so there's a segment we do called Time Marches On. And basically it's us finding the little moments in our life and realizing that time marches on. And there's nothing we can do about it except get older and accept it and be happy with it.
Time marches on.
So we'll go around the room. If you have one, feel free to raise your hand. Because I'll go first. That's what brought it up. My doctor, I go get a physical. Healthy as a horse. He's like, I can tell you're eating right. You're physically fit. Your blood, you're good.
Wow.
He said, Bob would send you a prescription. And you need to go get it. And, you know, so I go in. I don't know what it is. He said something. When doctors talk, I'm always like, blah, blah, blah. I'll just go take the medicine, right? So I go to the doctor. No, I go to the pharmacist because he calls it. And they're like, okay, here's your medicine. And they say, okay, so this is apparently for your cholesterol. And I'm like, my cholesterol?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
They were like, you don't have enough bad cholesterol or something. I don't even know there's two different kinds of cholesterol.
Yeah, it's good and bad.
And they were like, you don't have enough bad cholesterol, so you need to take this medicine. Or I don't even know. All I know is I'm not taking medicine for cholesterol. Yeah. With that, I say, time marches on.
It's pretty bad.
37, and I'm on cholesterol medicine. But my doctor was like, people act like that, you know, all these diseases are what kills them. He goes, heart disease kills people.
Oh.
Like blood. So fix your cholesterol. I was like, time marches on, doc.
Time marches on.
Raise your hand if you have one. Amy?
Mine goes back to when I started watching that show, 13 Reasons Why. And one of the kids there in the show, like, goes to his dad because he gets these tapes in the mail. And he's like, hey, Dad, where's your radio thing? And his dad's like, you mean my boombox? And he's like, yeah, whatever it's called. Does it play tapes?
And the dad's like, yeah, like the kid did not even know what it was called to like play a cassette tape.
Netflix kids don't know cassette tapes. Time marches on. Lunchbox?
I'm at the store the other day, and I look over and I'm like, man, that looks really cool. I bought myself some houseplants.
Wow, you thought a houseplant was cool?
An indoor.
Indoor houseplant. I was like, man, that looked kind of cool in the house.
Wow, look at that. Wow. Eddie, do you have one?
The other day I was watching TV and that commercial came on. You know which one I'm talking about? The Volkswagen commercial where like they keep switching out cars because they're making babies and the car's rocking in the commercial. And I yelled at the TV like, that's so inappropriate. Why would they have that in a commercial? And my wife looks at me and goes, oh my gosh, you're so old. Like, that's not inappropriate. This is a commercial.
I saw that commercial and I rewound it and watched it three times because it was so funny.
I don't know the commercial.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen
but
it.
But if you're yelling at commercials, yeah.
That's old man
stuff. You're an old
man.
You whippersnappers and you're in commercials. Hey, time marches on, everybody. Don't forget it. As soon as you forget it, don't blink. It'll be gone.
Oh.
Don't blink.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Let me ask you a personal question. Did you go see your mom's cemetery spot while you were in Austin?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I haven't ever gone before, so.
So you've never gone?
No. And it's been 3 years, and I've never gone. And obviously, I'm back in Austin. There's been times for me to go, but I just couldn't bring myself to go.
So it was just you couldn't get there yet.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. And I knew that when I went, I had to go on my own time when I was ready because my sister's already gone. And for me, I just was not ready. But I knew it, the 3-year anniversary-ish time frame, like I just felt like I was ready to go. And I went and my dad went with me. And then one of my good friends, my sister was out of town. She couldn't go. But I had her on FaceTime.
Your sister?
Yes. Yeah. And luckily I had her on FaceTime because I got there and I thought I was going to know right where it was and I didn't. And the office was closed, so I couldn't ask where, like, her exact plot number. And it took me an hour to find her.
You walked around the cemetery for an hour?
Yeah.
Only you can make something like that.
Oh, it was awful. It was
goofy.
Me. No, I know. I almost feel like it's perfect that it happened because it did lighten the mood a little bit. Because it got to the point where my dad was like, then my dad and I were bickering each other. I'm like, Dad, you said you knew where it is. He's like, I told you I thought I knew where it was. He goes, there's 50,000 people buried in here. Like, and then we're like yelling across the cemetery. And then my sister's on FaceTime and she's like, okay, go back to the entrance of the cemetery and we're going to walk through this from the entrance. So we go to the entrance and we finally walk through it. My sister's like, look for a wind chime and a bench. And I look around, I'm like, there's wind chimes and benches everywhere. So finally I just stumble upon it. I mean, we knew we were in the hot spot, the area. And I look up and I'm like, oh my goodness, there it is. There it is. And her headstone was beautiful. My sister did a great job and I had roses and I knelt down and I just placed the flowers there and sat there for a little bit. And it was definitely weird. And it made it very real, but it was good. And I'm glad I went, you know?
That's good.
And I'm glad I had the comedic relief of not being able to find her because that helped me because I was definitely a little bit of a hot mess.
It's weird. So when my mom died, and my mom's like, I don't know, death anniversary? It's like a week ago
or
so.
Yeah, ours are around the same time.
Yeah. And so, but we cremated her and put her ashes out.
So do you go visit
no,
that?
I don't feel like that's a thing.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I don't know why I don't feel like that's a thing, but I don't feel like that's a thing.
Okay.
But no.
Well, you could.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could. But yeah.
Well, you just have to do what's right for you.
Anyway, personal question.
Yeah.
I figure you care.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or BobbyBones.com. See pictures and videos. See the music we're listening to. It's all out there at BobbyBones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with
essentials? You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be a, for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has six new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.